previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Consumer inflation in South Africa has fallen to 3.8% in the month of September, down from 4.4% in August. That takes it below 4% for the first time since early 2021. It points to an anchoring of inflation now below the midpoint of the Reserve Bank's target 3 to 6% range. And as a result, economists say it makes another quarter percentage point rate cut almost a certainty in November. And that would bring the prime rate down to 7.75%. And at least one Old Mutual's chief economist, Johan Els, cited by Business Day, believes the rate could fall even further by 0.5%. Among the key factors in this latest set of figures, cheaper fuel and softer transport inflation. Diamond dealer Louis Liebenberg, a key backer of ex-president Jacob Zuma, has been arrested by the Hawks. News 24 Business reports that Liebenberg's wife, Desi, was also arrested. The Hawks have not confirmed Liebenberg's name, but say they have arrested 8 suspects alleged to have been involved in a diamond investment scam. The Hawks statement says the scam has robbed investors of more than 4 billion rand since 2019. We do know that Liebenberg's been under investigation by the Hawks since 2020. Liebenberg came to prominence when an insolvency inquiry revealed he had paid some 3.2 million rand to ex-president Zuma's legal team. The third quarter of this year has seen a spike in renewable energy projects, and that's even though we haven't had load shedding now for several months. According to research by Trade and Industrial Policy Strategies, quoted by Engineering News, more than 2 gigawatts of new projects were registered with the National Electricity Regulator in the quarter, taking the total for the year so far to 3.3 gigawatts. The spike is attributed to a few large projects in 4 separate provinces and suggests that economics, rather than load shedding, is now driving the renewables market. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening slightly down, the all-share off 0.33%, the top 40 slightly less. London's FTSE just over 0.5% down. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500, both down around 1%, the Nasdaq down 1.6%. Tokyo this morning up 0.1%, Hong Kong down 0.75%, Sydney up just over 0.1%. The US dollar remains firm at 108 to the euro, the rand 1780 to the greenback, 1920 to the euro, 23 exactly to sterling. Gold at 2,723, platinum 1,029, Bitcoin up 2% to just under 67,200. Brent crude oil also firmer, back up to just under $76 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.